And now, here is Walter Bingham.
Hello and welcome to this very short program today. It's March the 12th, 2024, and in the Hebrew calendar, the second day of the month of Adar 2 in the year 5784. Years ago in England, probably until the 1960s, government and local authority employees signed their official letters addressed to members of the public, "Your obedient servant." When this phrase was first used, the country's citizens were considered sovereign, and hence their administrators their servants. That was apart from the quite remote titular head of the state, the sovereign. These days, when the affairs and problems of the royal family are very much in the public domain and have become the talking points across a pint of beer in most pubs, the relationship between public employees and their client body have also drastically changed. It's they who feel that it is their task to command the citizens to jump and to be asked how high. Such is the low of the culture that prevails today in the country where I was once resident. But it's not only in the United Kingdom where respect and tolerance for anyone whose political or religious beliefs are different from one's own have sunk to almost intolerable levels, where crime is rampant. Physical attacks on strangers has become a sport, and illegal immigrants are trying to change the established norms. The situation also obtains in Europe and in the United States of America. This week, President Biden delivered the State of the Union Address, a tradition since George Washington's in 1790. Biden spoke to the combined Congress in the chamber of the House of Representatives. Different from his usual dithering manner at the microphone, he was more fluent and self-assured, and that, quite apart from the content of his speech, was much discussed in the international media. I was, however, surprised that this very apparent change did not give rise in public discussions to the possibility of medical help. Did his doctor prescribe him some drug or other medical stimulant for this occasion? How else could his personality change so markedly to be so alert throughout his 62-minute speech? I leave it to you to judge. The purpose of the State of the Union Address, according to official sources, is to lay before the American public the important issues facing the country and his idea to solve them, including suggestions for new laws and policies. Instead, he began with the problems facing the Ukraine and blaming Trump for encouraging Putin. In fact, he blamed his predecessor, whom he never mentioned by name, for the ills that he himself has brought about. Referring to the infamous event of January the 6th, he said, quote, "This is the time to speak the truth." Yet throughout his speech, he distorted the truth. Biden took a leaf out of Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels' book, quote, "If you say a lie loud enough," and he was certainly loud, even raucous, "and say it often enough," he mentioned my predecessor and his false policy 13 times, "you begin to believe it yourself." The way he presented the subject he covered was not an honest report of the State of the Union, but rather a transparent party political speech in content, style, and raucous delivery more fitting for an election rally. The American public are no fools. They will judge him. Now to matters nearer home, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is strongly and resolutely resisting heavy pressure by much of the international community to agree to the absurd demand for an immediate, permanent humanitarian ceasefire in light of the situation the Gazan population finds itself. Israel will no longer be sacrificed on the altar of humanitarianism, protecting those who raped and cruelly tortured our women, burned our children alive, and kidnapped our innocent civilians on October the 7th. Remember that hordes of Gazan civilians followed the Hamas terrorists into Israel to take part in the massacre and returned with their loot. The world also fails to question the Hamas claim of more than 30,000 of their innocent civilians that died as a result of the Israeli counterattack, while Israel states that at least 12,000 were Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists and many others Hamas sympathizers, supporters and hostile UNRWA operatives. Defense Minister Gallant said, quote, "We have unique ways to deal with the Hamas tunnel threat. The terrorists have two alternatives, either surrender unconditionally or die in the tunnels. There is no third alternative." Of course, we must not lose sight of the 134 Israelis who are still held by the terrorists as hostages, and I feel sure that our government leaves no stone unturned to discover their location and to free them. However, the whole country is at one to continue the war until every terrorist in Gaza is dead or has experienced his last day of freedom. It seems to me that the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken spends more time shuttling to Israel to lecture us than on other important U.S. matters of state. We do not need foreign statesmen to lecture us on what actions to take to assure our security. Blinken appears more concerned with the U.S. citizens among the hostages than the total defeat of the Hamas terror regime. He has already expressed his government's plan to install the PA, the Palestinian Authority, to rule over the whole of Gaza. Even just to suggest this is an insult to all of us. Do they really think that Israel spilled the blood of its bravest and best in order to replace one terror regime with another that financially rewards the killers of Jews and their families? As to the proverbial day after, I refer you to the way the Western powers dealt with the Germans after they were defeated in May 1945. For the first years, they were under military occupation until every trace of the previous regime was denazified. That was followed by the Civilian Allied Control Commission for Germany, and then, and only then, were German civilians introduced into government. Gaza must be dealt with similarly. The whole of the Gaza Strip must be incorporated as part of sovereign Israel, so that large parts can again be settled by Jews. Under no circumstances can we allow the PA or any other entity, Arab or Western, to again control the Gaza Strip. Until the next time, this is Walter Bingham offering a quiet prayer for the safety of the brave defenders of our country. May they achieve the stated objective and return safely home where they belong. And to all our listeners, I wish a safe and successful week. And please don't forget your elderly neighbors, because they depend on us. Goodbye.